ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। माई कोटि कोटि दंडत प्रणाम इन द लोटस ऑफ फीट ऑफ माई स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट अष्टोत्तर शास्त्री मद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सैम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु कोटि कोटि दंडत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। I am very happy that you are assembled here and perhaps most of you will go to Bajor 7 days classes. So I am very happy. So as I have told you that I have come to remind you. Oh, Manjari sang a song, Sakala Sahiba. What? I will tolerate everything and I will do bhajan, one point. Not only singing will do, but to follow. What we are singing, that Prabhu song,
Radha Madhav.
Jai Radha. One pointed Radha Madhav. After the departure of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he disciples so many. They left. They became very weak. Chanting sometimes one time or not. Today I saw in walking. Oh, he has left everything. No sign, no kanti mala, no tilak, nothing. I requested him to come. But my request that I have come to remind this, that you should try to follow. Actually, life is short. So I was telling yesterday, Usahat Nishaya Sumat
Enthusiasm.
Not like in laziness. Nishya. If Dhruva Prahlad, Rup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, other, they has obtained Braj Bhakti, why not I? This asha should be hope and firm
faith.
Firm faith, sound faith. Surely. Tattat karma pravartana. And what they have given teachings to us, we should follow totally. Sangatyaga means those who are not favorable for bhakti, their association should be strongly rejected. You should follow all these things. And then you will see if you have tolerance. Actually, chanting 1 lakh in quality, in quality. And then you will see, very soon Krishna Prema will come. Yesterday I also wanted to tell you, drishtai subhava janitar vapusascha dosai. If a devotee, by nature, he is black, teeth here, there, ugly looking, or by nature he is somewhat
harsh,
angry. Don't criticize, because he is one pointed to Krishna. We see Abhiram Goswami, he has a
stick.
And to whom he wanted to be merciful, he used to
whip them.
And Krishna Prem used to come. Sometimes Narad becomes angry by the behavior of Nal Kubar and Manigriv. But their anger is also what?
Benediction.
Same,
there is no difference.
So don't criticize them even. If you have no taste in hearing, in chanting name, in the service of Krishna, in cooking, again and again you should do. Chant again. By this chanting, by hearing again and again, sometimes it becomes that you are hearing and sleeping comes. No harm. Be seated there. And after sometimes all will go away. Laziness will go away. Sleepiness will go away. Then tannam rupa charitadi sukirtananu kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishthan braje tadanuragi jananugami kalam naed akhilami ityupadesha saram. Rupa Goswami is telling the essence of all the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To be situated in Vrindavan and there sitting, remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna and the same name by Tan Kirtan. Like Govinda Damo Dharmadmeti
Govinda Damo Dharmadmeti.
And remember what? How Mother Yashoda with love and affection she tightened Krishna, whose up, down, middle, outside, nothing is there. Endless. Whole world is in his stomach. Yet Mother Yashoda. Right. So remembering all these sweet pastimes, if you are doing Ras Bihari, then remember Ras Leela. Being the guidance of bona fide Guru Vaishnava in the line of Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Bono Thakur was in what?
Swananda
Sukhata Kunja. Where his song? Always to do like this. He used to follow and then write. He used to do first in his career and then to write. Whole night, in the daytime, he used to go to court. Decision writing. Everything. And in the night, whole night waking, chanting, weeping. Sometimes in Ashtakaliya Leela, he used to be like woman dress and something cooking for Radha and Krishna. Thus they passed whole life. So we should be like that. तन्नाम रूप चरितादि सुकृतनानु क्रमेण रसना मनसी नियोज्य तिष्ठन ब्रजे. यू विल हैव टू बी इन वृंदावन, बट इफ यू आर नॉट वृंदावन यू कैनॉट, देन वेयर यू आर ओ मेडिटेट दैट आई एम इन वृंदावन. जमुना इज फ्लोइंग वेरी जेंटली, वाटर इज वेरी प्योर, बोथ साइड बेली चमेली जूई लोटस एंड सो मेनी फ्लावर्स आर देयर, बीज आर हैंगिंग, कक्कूज आर सिंगिंग. इन दिस वे यू शुड थिंक दैट आई एम इन दैट वृंदावन, एंड देन इन द गाइडेंस ऑफ रियलाइज्ड गुरु आर वैष्णव आर एनी वन वैष्णव इन द लाइन ऑफ रूप गोस्वामी. दिस इज द एसेंस ऑफ ऑल द
एडवाइसेस.
If you want to do bhajan, you will have to follow Prahlad Maharaj. His father was so angry and doing very, what behavior?
Cruel behavior.
But always he was sweet. Never he became upset. Always like that. So you will have to follow. You can hear his teachings and his life. You should try to keep it in your pocket, all these teachings, and follow. Never be weak. And especially for the devotees of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, they should never be weak. They should think that Swamiji, my Guru is in my heart. As his time, no
beard, not mustache,
having tiki, mala, everything should be there. And positive will Guru Mantra and name. Go on.
ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांदस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः. First of all, I'm offering my humble dandavat pranams to the lotus feet of my beloved Diksha Gurudev. Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Astotara Sata Shri Srimad Isi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And secondly, I'm offering my equal dandavat pranams and my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurus. Om Vishnupad Asto Tarasata Shri Shila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, who we have the unlimited good fortune to be in the presence of this evening. And to also Nityalila Pradishta Om Vishnupad Shri Shila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, to all my Rupanuga Guru Varga, and to all of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, friends and guests assembled here this evening. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to narrate the history of the life, character and teachings of Sri Prahlad Maharaj, which is narrated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto. I may request all persons who have mobile phones here in the room to please turn them off. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of narrations about the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. It is a great literature from 5,000 years ago, spoken by Sri Shukadev Goswami to a very great king named Maharaj Parikit. And in that narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, the very famous pastimes of the Supreme Lord, along with his pure devotees, are given so that we, the conditioned souls in this material world, may come to understand what kind of pathway we will have to follow in our lives. Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, has just told us how we should follow Prahlad Maharaj in this, by the qualities that he exhibited of very great tolerance, even though he was being heavily provoked by his cruel father, Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyakashipu, he was a very, very powerful demon, asura, in Sanskrit language called asura, those who are opposed to God, to the Supreme Lord. They're atheists, and they want to actually extinguish the existence of the Supreme. They themselves, they want to become Supreme. So Hiranyakashipu was such a powerful materialist with such strong desire that actually he wanted to gain benedictions that he could become immortal and he could gain the greatest power in our universe. Hiranyakashipu then, he went to one secluded place. He began to perform very severe austerities and penances. And he performed these actually for many hundreds of years. In that time period, this was previous Yuga, thousands and millions of years before this history is narrated. And he was able to perform this austerity standing on the tips of his toes with his arms upraised and enduring heat, cold, rain, and all kinds of material elements. In fact, even his material body, it is described, was being eaten by ants as he was standing there, but he stood there with great tolerance. So by and by his austerities, great power started to come to him. And in fact, the universe, our universe, the higher beings in our universe began to feel tremendous difficulty on account of his great power that he was acquiring. So the creator of this universe, or we should say the sub-creator, Lord Brahma, he descended there. And at that time, when he saw Hiranyakashipu's form, which actually had become practically nothing but a skeleton, but because he was so powerful, he was keeping his life within the bones of his body. So Lord Brahma, he came and sprinkled some water on his head. Lord Brahma is very powerful. And then immediately, Hiranyakashipu was transformed with a very, very beautiful, young, and powerful body. At that time, Hiranyakashipu fell to the feet of Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma asked him, "What kind of benediction would you now want?" So Hiranyakashipu told, "Oh, I want that I can become immortal, that I will never have to die." So Lord Brahma, he replied, "That is not possible for me to give you such a benediction, because even I myself, although I live longer than anyone in this entire universe for billions and trillions of years, but even at one point I must also die, so I cannot give you that benediction." So then Hiranyakashipu thought very intelligently that he would request other benedictions. And he started to request, "All right, then give me the benediction that I cannot be killed on the land, on the sea, or in the air." So Lord Brahma gave, "Okay, that is, I can give you that benediction." "Oh, very good. Give me the benediction that I cannot be killed by any man or any beast." "Yes, I can give you that benediction." "Give me the benediction that I cannot be killed by any man-made weapon." "Yes, I can give you that benediction." "Give me the benediction that I cannot be killed in the day or in the night." "Yes, so be it. Now you may have." So in this way, Hiranyakashipu began requesting all these different...
"Die by any creature created by you."
"Oh yes, and also any of the creatures in this universe that have been created by you, that I cannot die by their hand." So then Lord Brahma also gave him that benediction. Then Hiranyakashipu thought, "Now I have outsmarted any possibility of me dying." So then he raised his arms in the air and he declared, "Now I have become immortal." So Hiranyakashipu, at that time, he proceeded to conquer the universe with his great strength and power. and all the higher beings of the universe, the demigods who are the sub-controllers of nature in this universe, they began to flee here and there out of fear. And even the king of heaven, Lord Indra, he also made his exit from his palace. And now his throne was empty, and Hiranyakashipu came there, and he occupied the throne of the king of heaven, Lord Indra. And with his power, he began to control all the forces of nature that Lord Indra was controlling, such as the rain, even the sun and the moon, even time, even the karma of the living entities was being controlled by him. And he reversed the effects of karma. He said that if a person does good activities, then he'll get a bad result. And if a person does bad activities, he'll get very good results. So even he was controlling the laws of karma. So in this way, Hiranyakashipu, now he established his kingdom. And he began to rule, and he assembled so many demoniac friends and family members, and he began to live there in his kingdom simply enjoying sense gratification. Night and day, day and night, he was indulging in eating, drinking, and being merry. The motto of the materialistic person. And actually, he was completely delighting in nothing but sense gratification because he considered this to be the ultimate goal of life. So now, Hiranyakashipu, actually he had two sons, and one of them was a very extraordinary son. Although he was only 5 years old, this young boy was actually a fully God-conscious personality, a pure devotee of Krishna. From the time that he was in the womb of his mother, he was given the benediction by a very great devotee, Narada. The story is that while Hiranyakashipu was doing his austerities, the demigods began to think that the wife of Hiranyakashipu had a child in her womb. And if that child takes birth, this will create even more difficulty for us because he will be a great demon. So they went to the palace of Hiranyakashipu and snatched that lady from that place. And they started taking her away, but at that time, a very great spiritual master of our universe, Sri Narad Muni, he came there and he stopped them and he told them, "No, no, you are mistaken. This child in the womb of this woman is not a great demon. He is actually a very great devotee." And Narada Rishi took her to his own ashram where he gave her shelter. And during that time, for that long period of time, Narada Muni began to narrate the transcendental Harikatha, narrations about the Supreme Lord, and the child in the womb was hearing this. So, although he was just a tiny young boy, because Prahlad Maharaj had heard these transcendental instructions in the womb of his mother, now Prahlad Maharaj, he emerged from the womb a fully God-conscious personality, fully self-realized soul. So, he was sent to school by his father. He was only 5 years old, and now, while he was in school, he was there with all of his classmates who were the sons of other demons, and he was being taught all of the ordinary materialistic knowledge of this world, diplomacy, how to rule, how to conquer, how to control by politics, and all of this. So now, one day, when Hiranyakashipu was sitting on his throne, his young son came there, and he was nicely dressed and everything by his mother, and he was presented to his father, Hiranyakashipu. So then at that time, his father saw his young boy, and he became overwhelmed with affection. And now he brought his son onto his lap, and he began to caress his son. And now, just as any father will ask his child when he began to going to school, what did you learn in school? So he was asking his son, "My dear son Prahlad, please tell me, of all the things that you have now learned in school, please tell me, what is the best of all those teachings?" So now Prahlad Maharaj, he looked at his father with great respect and folded palms. He told his father, "O Asuravarya, all the best amongst the demons. He said, Tat sadumange asuravarya dehinam sada samudvignadya asadgrahat hitvat mapatam griham andakupam gatovanam yadharim ashrayeta. Oh, my dear king of the demons. He didn't call him my dear father. He said, Tat sadu manye. I think the best thing that I have learned is that asuryavarya dehinam, those persons who are in this material world, dehinam means that they are embodied within this temporary gross material body made of nothing but skin, bones, blood, etc. So, those persons who are in this predicament within this world, they are certainly always disturbed. Sada samudvignatya. They are constantly disturbed by so many anxieties. Why? Because asadgrahat. They have accepted this temporary material world as all in all. And they think that there is no other purpose in life except to become happy physically and enjoy sense gratification. So the best thing that I have learned, my dear father, is that such persons who are like yourself, they should immediately hit vatmapatam griham andakupam. This material household life in this world, this life of attachment to the temporary things of this world, it is called atmapatam. It is the place where the soul is killed. It is like having fallen into a deep, dark well. Just like if a person is walking through a forest, and he is walking very peacefully and happily, and suddenly he hears a roaring sound in the forest. And he turns around, and he looks, and there he sees a tiger, a huge tiger looking at him. And the tiger, he now starts going toward the man. And the man immediately realizes that he has no other alternative but to begin running as fast as he possibly can from the tiger. And now he's running and running. And the tiger is chasing after him. And suddenly the man is looking where he can go. And he sees that just ahead of him is a hole in the ground. It was formerly a well, but now it's dried up. So he sees that there are two branches of a tree hanging over this well. And he decides, this place I can find safety. And he grabs a hold of these two branches. He begins to lower himself down into the well. And as he's lowering himself down into the well, suddenly the face of the tiger comes up at the top of the well and he looks down at him very hungrily. Now he's looking up at the tiger. He's holding onto these two branches. And he's looking below him. And there, he sees that the bottom of the well, it has hissing snakes, poisonous snakes. And they're all trying to bite his feet. So now he realizes, what kind of situation I'm in? What can I do? What can I do? I'm hanging here. I cannot go up. I cannot go down. But then he also notices something else. On both of these two branches, there's two different rats. One rat is white color, one rat is black color, and both of them, they're eating the branch. So he says, oh no, what to do now? Even though I'm in a somewhat safe position, I can't stay here. Because eventually I'm going to fall down into the well. And now he notices one other thing. Just on one of those branches, there's a very beautiful nest for the honeybees. Honeybee. Hive. So he notices that some of the honey, it is oozing out of this beehive, and it is rolling down one of the branches, and a few drops of this honey happens to be falling directly in front of his face as he's hanging there. And now he looks at the honey and he sees, oh, I want some of this honey. And then he begins to extend his tongue out to somehow or other catch the honey on the tip of his tongue. And he manages to catch one drop of the honey. And then he says, oh, how sweet. So this man, he's in this predicament, yet he's thinking, I'm going to enjoy the sweet taste of this honey. So actually, this predicament described by Prahlad Maharaj is every situation of each one of us sitting in this room, and every single person on this planet, and every single person in this universe. Because this is the situation. That tiger is death personified, chasing us. All of us are being chased by the tiger of death. We don't know when that tiger is going to catch up with us and devour us. And in the meantime, we see that we can find some kind of shelter and safety hanging on to these two branches. We're hanging on to these two branches thinking that this will keep me safe. Just like a man in this material world thinks, if I surround myself by my friends, by my family members, by my society, by my bank balance, by my Mercedes-Benz, by all of these objects of this world, oh, then I'm safe and I'm successful. But he doesn't realize that constantly his life is passing by, because those two branches that he's holding on to, they represent day and night. The two rats, white and black, represent day and night. And they're gnawing away at the branch. So gradually, he's going down. But in the midst of all this, at below the pit, there are the constant miseries of this material world. Birth, death, disease, and old age. And all the three miseries of this world. The miseries coming from our bodies and minds. Anxiety, suffering of our bodies and minds. Miseries caused by other living beings in this world. Miseries caused by nature. And in this way, just like the snakes are biting from below, we are constantly being bitten by the miseries of this world. But yet, we think that this few drops of honey, that this will make me forget my whole situation. Just like this man took this drop of honey and suddenly he forgot that he's in this predicament for a few moments. But what is that honey? That is the so-called love and affection of those persons in this world who we consider to be our own. But actually, are they our own? Not really. Because every one of us is an eternal soul. Our temporary bodies and identities in this world are just passing dreams. And it's just like, for example, two pieces of straw that are floating on the waves of this ocean here. They may sometimes float together, and they'll float for some time, and another wave will come, and they'll be separated, and they'll never come together again. So all of us in this world, we are floating on the waves of this material vast ocean of existence. And we do not know when our lives are going to end. It is all a temporary situation. Yet we think we can be happy by establishing ourselves in this false material world. So Prahlad Maharaj, he told his father Hiranyakashipu, "Hit vat mapatam griham andakupam." One should give up this griham anda. That means this blind well of this materialistic life, of family life in this world. He should at once give it up because it's killing the soul. The soul will be killed by this because he'll be forced to take more births and deaths in this world. And what should he do? Vanam gato yat dharim ashrayeta. He should immediately go to the vana. Vana, this means the forest. But what kind of forest? This means the place where the Supreme Lord Krishna is there eternally living, as Srila Gurudev just told us. Tishtam vraje. We should live in Braja. We should live in the transcendental forest of Vrindavan. If we cannot physically go there, at least within our mind and heart, we should live there. And Tarim Ashrayeta. We should take full shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari. So, when Prahlad Maharaj told his father that this was the best thing that he had learned in school, his father became very surprised. And a smile came on his face. And he thought, what is this? Our enemy, the servants of Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, they have infiltrated somehow. Just see how they can contaminate the minds of our young, innocent children. So then, he began to instruct the teachers. He said, you should guard against this. How did you allow this? You should guard against this. Take him and educate him properly. And in this way, he'll turn into a proper demon of our dynasty, who can properly represent our dynasty. So in this way, Hiranyakashipu He told them to take his son Prahlad back to school. So for some time, for some time they brought him back to school. And Prahlad Maharaj, while he was there in the school, he began to also learn so many political and economics and sociology and all of the mundane knowledge of this world. And he was educated for some time by his teachers. Then after a short while, his teachers again brought him to his father one day. And again, his father brought him onto his lap, and with tears in his father's eyes, he again asked his son Prahlad, "Now Prahlad, please tell me, what have you been learning now in school? What have you been learning?" So Prahlad Maharaj again folded his palms and he looked at his father. And he said to his father, "Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasevanam, archanam vandanam dasyam, sakyam atma nivedanam, iti pumsarpita Vishnu, bhaktischen navalakshana, kriyeta bhagavat yadha, tanmanye aditam uttamam." Oh my dear father, I understand that the person who is the best person in all of human society, he is uttam, he is the topmost intelligent person in human society, he is the person that will engage his full energies, his full life in doing shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam. This means hearing about Krishna, chanting his holy names, smaranam, constantly remembering him, archanam, worshipping the Supreme Lord like in the temple, vandanam, offering prayers, dasyam, serving him constantly, padasevanam, doing so many services to the Lord, sakyam, becoming a friend of the Lord, and atmanivedanam, surrendering one's whole life and soul, everything that one possesses, at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. This is called bhakti. This is called pure devotion. So Prahlad Maharaj told his father this, and his father became very surprised. And his father began to challenge him. Where did you learn this? How did you understand this kind of knowledge? And now he began to chastise the teachers who were there. And he told the teachers, that how have you now, I told you that you should protect him. You've allowed him to, again, become contaminated by the enemy. And the teachers began to say, no, we have no part in this. This knowledge is self-learned by him somehow or other. He knows all these things. And then Hiranyakashipu, he was looking at his son, and Prahlad Maharaj continued to speak to his father. And he began to tell him that Nate Vidu Svarakatim Hi Vishnu Durashaye Bahirarkavanina Adhayatam Dair Ubaniyamanam Tepi Shatanga Urutam Nibadha. He said that the materialists of this world, they don't know Nate Vidu Svarakatim Hi Vishnu. They do not understand that the purpose of their life is to surrender and serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Durashaye jay bahirarkamanina. They're constantly living with false hopes that they can enjoy this world, this temporary world, which is so illusory. And they're constantly subdued by the persons in this world who are also blind. They don't know what is the reality of life. But they follow political leaders who have no spiritual knowledge. They follow all kinds of teachers. They follow parents. They follow all kinds of superior personalities, but they themselves are blind. So when a blind person leads another blind person along the roadside, what happens? They both fall into a ditch. So in this way, the conditioned soul of this world is constantly bound around his waist by all of the controlling elements of nature, that he is forced to grow old. He is forced to suffer in this world. So then he told him, Matirna Krishne Paratak Svatova Mito Vipadyeta Griha Pratanam Adanta Gaubir Vishatam Kamishram Punam Punam Charvita Charvananam Matirna Krishna Paratatsvatova. These kind of individuals who are so much bound up in the illusory network of this world, they cannot become Krishna conscious. They cannot develop transcendental God consciousness by their own efforts, by hearing from others, or by having joint conferences and meetings. It is not possible for them because they have made up their mind that they are going to try to enjoy this material world, which is nothing but charvita charvananam. That they are constantly trying to chew something that has already been chewed. Just like in India, there is sugarcane juicers. They take sugarcane and they push it through one machine. As they're pushing it through the machine, all the juice is squeezed out of the sugarcane. Then they push it through again and again until it comes out like as if it's almost like cardboard. So if someone comes along and he grabs that and he starts chewing on it, he'll get no juice, no sweetness. So Prahlad Maharaj said, the persons in this material world, Adanta Gopir Vishatam Tamishram, they have uncontrolled senses. Their senses are unbridled and uncontrolled, and they're constantly trying to enjoy sense gratification, but it is nothing like chewing, it is nothing but chewing the chewed. There is no possibility of enjoyment with the temporary material senses of this world. Only for a split moment there is some illusory happiness, and then it is gone. So then Prahlad Maharaj told his father, Father, what is the actual process by which someone can overcome this challenge of this gross material existence and attain the benediction of spiritual awareness that they can become totally Krishna conscious, God conscious? Then he told him, Naisham Matistavad Urukramangre Sprishyat Yanarko Upagamam Yanartaha Mahiyasam Padra Jo Vishekam Nishkinshananam Navrinita Yahat. He said, my dear father, for such persons, there is no other way that they will be able to overcome all these anarthas, all these unwanted material attachments to this material world. There is only one process, and that is to come under the guidance of a Nishkinshan Vaishnava, a pure devotee of Krishna, a Mahat, someone who is transcendentally situated above all these allurements of this world, and he is perfectly controlled and surrendered to the Supreme Lord. And when that person comes under the control and he takes the dust from the lotus feet of such a pure devotee of Krishna and he bathes his whole body in this foot dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotee, then at that time he will be able to become Krishna conscious, God conscious.
Thank you. Very good.
Chandayagar Chandaya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadavataya Namonaha Panchatatmatakam Krishna Bhakta Rupasya Rupakam Bhakta Vatana Bhakta Kram Namami Bhaktisha. So first of all, I offer obeisances Lord Spirit Guru Pada Padma and Vishnu Pada Jirani Swami Sisimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj Jirani Vaishnavas Vaishnavis. Thank you for coming. Of course, when good instruction is offered to a fool, then it's not accepted. But still, Prahlad Maharaj is so kind, still he gave instruction. Sri Saraswati Thakur said, imagine there's one man on a roof and he's playing with a kite. And he's walking back, he's walking backwards and he's about to fall off the edge. Then some kind person who's on the ground, stop sir, stop! That man, hey, mind your own damn business. That man may become angry even though that person tried to help. So Prahlad Maharaj is so kind, even though his father took offense and became angry still, Prahlad Maharaj never hesitated to speak the truth. Sri Saraswati Thakur said, if I become, likely should follow the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is never thinking, if I follow my father, I'll get his inheritance. If I follow my father, then I'll get so many material facilities. But Prahlad Maharaj spoke the truth as it is, therefore Prahlad Maharaj Kijaya. Otherwise, who can speak like that? Only someone who is completely niskinshan, who has no self-interest, only a person like Prahlad Maharaj can give that type of instruction. But of course, Hiranyakasipu was not very much happy by the instructions of Prahlad. He became very much infuriated. You think you're better at controlling your senses than me? I also have Guru, I'm also this, I'm also that. So he became, and he ordered Prahlad to be killed. And one, Krishna Rakamarake, one who was protected by Krishna, and who can kill him? No one can kill him. Then Prahlad, he never prayed to Bhagavan to Krishna for protection. Only he simply remembered him. The demons came and tried to pierce his body with different types of weapons. They offered him poison, and Prahlad offered that poison to the Lord and took that as nectar, as Chanamrita, as Mahaprasad. He was unaffected. They threw him in pits of snakes, on the feet of elephants. They threw him from the top of cliffs. They tried to starve him to death. They tried to boil him in oil. They left him out in the snow. But Prahlad Maharaj always remembered the Lord. He was completely unaffected. Because Prahlad Maharaj has a spiritual body, not a material body. So when Hiranyakasipu saw that all his efforts to harm Prahlad were completely ineffectual, he became very morose. That time, the two gurus of Prahlad Maharaj, the sons of Sri Sukracharya, Samda and Amarka. Amarka means sun, Amarka, where there's no sun, that means blind, like ulu, like an owl. And Samda means a bull, because bull is expert at two activities. Three, eating, having sex, and passing long jets of stool. Samda and Amarka. Therefore they said to their guru, "Oh, don't worry, Maharaj. Your son is like a green piece of bamboo. He's very young. Therefore, we can make him into any shape. Only he's a bacha, so send him back to school." So he went back to Gurukul. And the teacher's son of Marka tried very hard to instruct him on different types of material education. As Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj used to say, the current education system is nothing but a slaughterhouse. Because what they're learning there? Nothing. Useless. At the time of death, their so-called knowledge is only to eat at future parties at the end of the day. But at the time of death, their knowledge cannot help them one drop. Therefore, Sanada Marka tried very hard to instruct him on different types of materialistic education. But Prahlad Maharaj was an expert cheater. Only yes, yes, but no, he never took any of the instructions to his heart. One day the teacher, Sanada Marka, said, "Oh Prahlad, we have to go. You can look after the rest of the students like a monitor." So when the cats are away, the mice will play. As soon as Sanada Marka left, then the children began restless. They began to fly pecker airplanes. They began to wrestle and fight. "Prahlad, come and play." Prahlad said, "No. This human life is very rare. It's meant for bhajan." Some of the boys said, "But we can do bhajan when we're old. When our teeth are in the glass, then hurry on, hurry on. When our old age, when we've finished with enjoyment, and there's nothing left, then we'll do Hari Ram, Hari Krishna. But now we're young, this youth is meant for enjoyment." But Prahlad Maharaj instructed, "No, this life, even though it appears very long, it's kamala dalala, kamala dalala, jivana talamala. Like a drop of water on a lotus leaf, can drop any time." Yesterday I heard one young girl, very young, only 18, but they found one brain tumor. 18 years old. So any time death can come. So Prahlad said, even though everyone lives for maximum 100 years, but who lives for 100 years even now? You go in the graveyard, actually most people are popping a cork when about 60 or 65. Very rare to find some old person. But just say for argument's sake, we live for 100 years. Then 50 years is lost in sleep. Some of us even more. 12 hours a day sleeping. Especially those persons who work very hard, so much they're tired, they can't watch the television, then sleeping, 10 hours, 12 hours. So out of 100 years lifespan, 50 years is lost to the pillow. 50 years are left. Amongst those 50 years, the first 10 years of childhood, not doing anything, only drinking milk and passing in the nappy. Cannot do anything. The years of 10 to 20 years are lost to childhood, sports, going to school, doing homework. Then 20 years lost from, isn't it? So 30 years left, but years of 80 to 100, what can you do? Senses are completely finished. Cannot walk, cannot think. Many types of diseases afflict the body. That's how you can do bhajan. to last from 80 to 100 years, those 20 years are also lost. Then how much is left? 10 years. As Guruji says, in those 10 years, you have to become expert in a business, you have to marry, you don't have to. Most people will marry, have children, raise their children, then where's the time left for Hari Bhajan? So Prabhupada gave many, many wonderful instructions to those sons of the demons. Also he says, Guru Susru Saya Bhakta Sava Labda Banena Cha Sangena Sangena Sava Bhakta Nam Iswaraya Banena Cha. So Bhajan begins Guru Susru Saya Bhakta. Guru Bhajan begins with first surrendering to the feet of a bona fide spiritual master. Sava Labda Banena Cha. And everything you have you must offer to him. Isn't not one for Guru, one for me, one for Guru, two for me. Sava Labda Dhaka Nenacha. Everything we have must offer to the spiritual master. For the most valuable thing that we have, what's the most valuable thing? Don't think if I give a big check to the spiritual master, he may be pleased. If I give some real estate, he'll be pleased. He has not come for these things. Therefore, we should give the most precious thing we have. What is that? Our independence. You may give everything to the spiritual master, but unless you give your independence to him, he is not satisfied with you. Like Sri Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj offered everything he had. Actually, Bhagavan stole it off him. And the whole universe he offered to the Lord. Then the Lord said, you cheated me. You promised 3 steps, but you have not given the 3rd step. Then Bali Maharaj was ready. Oh, I'm so foolish. I gave everything, but I never gave myself. Then we said to the Lord, 3rd step you can put on my head means I offer myself completely to you. Therefore that teaching is there. Only offering of so-called wealth or so-called service to the spiritual master is not sufficient. One must offer oneself completely. Sava labda panenacha. And what will the Guru give you in return? He'll teach you the importance of the association of devotees. Iswara aradhanenacha. And in the association of Guru and the devotees, the Vaishnava, as you learn, Ishwara aradhanenacha. The proper process of how to worship Radha Krishna. Beginning with, then Prahlad Maharaj continued, beginning with first Shravan and Kirtan, the hearing and chanting of the glories of the name, form, qualities and pastimes of Krishna. Then the boy said, well, Prahlad, how we can begin? Then Prahlad began Nam Sankirtan. All the boys began chanting the holy name. Everyone was very happy except for Hrani Kasipu. He became infuriated. You are like a disease. You are like a disease to my family. Actually, you are a disgrace to my family. Just like a forest of sandalwood. You are like a thorn tree growing in a forest of sandalwood. Sometimes materialistic persons think like this. There was one boy in the Philippines. He became chanting Harinam, shaved his head. When his father heard that he'd given up meat eating, his father took a gun to his head and said, give up this, Harinam, Harinam. The boy said, no. Then the father chained him to the bed for 6 weeks, still he would not eat. Then finally the father was weeping, you're a disgrace to my family. You know what the father did for a job? He was a drug dealer. So Rani Kasipu was thinking, you are also a disgrace to my family. How I will finish you? He became very sad. His power is unlimited. He challenged Prahlad. Oh Prahlad, where you get your strength from? Where you get your power from? Prahlad Maharaj said, the same place you do, father. The same place that all living entities get their strength, intelligence, power, and everything from, the Supreme Person, Vishnu. Then Hrani Kasipu said, you're always talking about an all-pervading, Supreme Person, but I cannot see him anywhere. Prahlad said, maybe you should change your glasses, Father. You cannot see the Lord by material vision. Pramanjana Charuteya Bhakti Valochanena Sandasa Devridiya Suvilokinamthin Yachama Sundala Machintya Guna Sunupam Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. One cannot see the Lord by material wealth, or by very beautiful form, or by material education, or birth in a high family, or by much, much knowledge of the scripture. One can see the Supreme Lord only by the mercy of the spiritual master, by Nada Guru. The spiritual master gives us what? Pramanjana Chulupya. He gives us that vision by which one can see the Supreme Lord everywhere. Hrani Kasipu said, I cannot see this Vishnu anywhere. You are always talking about him. Where is he? Oh, Father, he is all pervading inside everything. Like butter is inside milk, but you have to churn it. Only if you're qualified, you can see the Lord. Therefore, Hrani Kasipu challenged, is he in this pillar? Then Prahlad said, yes, Father, he is also there. Then Hiranyakashipu, with his fist, he struck that pillar. And from that pillar came a huge noise. From that pillar came a huge noise. From that pillar came a wonderful, wonderful creature. As that pillar burst open, such an astonishing form, half man, half lion, Nara Singha. Nara means human, and Singha means lion. The Lord took that, his eternal form of the Sringadeva. The upper portion of his body was lion-like, and the bottom half was like a human. Very angry, the Hiranyakashipu said, doesn't matter what form this Vishnu takes, I'll kill him. And a big, long battle took place. Finally, Hiranyakashipu was grabbed by the Lord, who put him on his lap to kill him. Then, just when the Lord was about to finish him, Hiranyakashipu said, wait, what about my benedictions? And Bhagavan said, what benedictions you have? I cannot be killed in the air or in the sky. And Bhagavan said, look where you are. Where are you? I'm on your lap. That's not on the ground or in the sky. Wait. I have one more many, many more benedictions. I cannot be killed inside. I cannot be killed in daytime or nighttime. What time is it now? Oh, 7 o'clock. Sandhya. Dusk. Not daytime or nighttime. Hang on, I cannot be killed inside or outside. That time the Lord said, look carefully where you are. He was in the doorway, not inside the house or outside the house. Hang on, I cannot be killed by any man or any animal. Take careful look at my form, son. What is that? Half man, half animal. Wait, I cannot be killed by anything in the creation of Brahma. Then Bhagavan said, yeah, I'm made by Brahma. Is Brahma my son? I'm not created by Brahma. I'm the father of Brahma. Therefore, Brahma isn't my creation, but I am not in the creation of Brahma. Wait. I cannot be killed by anything living, anything dead, or by any weapon. And he said, you see these fingernails? Fingernail is not a weapon. And fingernail is not living or dead. It's halfway in between. He was just about to finish him, then he brought out the trump card. I cannot be killed in 12 months of the year. And Singh said, don't worry, I just made an extra month. Purushottam Mas. Hiranyakashipu looked at his calendar, it's not there. He said, yes, because that's my month, it belongs to me. Now I'm part of this world. And without further ado, it was the disappearance of Hiranyakashipu. Bhagavan, he was so much angry with the offenses that Hiranyakashipu made to his devotee. We should not take very lightly Vaishnava Parada. Bhagavan becomes very offended. Isn't the devotee will never take offense. If someone blasphemes the Vaishnava has no problem because he's Janata Pisunichana. He never considers himself to be great or be worthy of offense. The Bhagavan takes that offense very, very seriously. In fact, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, it says, it may appear that someone who is committing much offense to the Vaishnavas, he's very happy hearing a chanting. Then we can think how aparada is affecting him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, they're hearing a chanting of the holy name gives me pain, like someone throwing red hot cinders on the body of the Lord. Such is the pain that the Nama Parati causes to Bhagavan. So Bhagavan, the Sukadeva, was so much angry, he ripped the guts out of Hiranyakashipu and garlanded himself with it. And Hiranyakashipu disappeared. Bhagavan was so much angry. We hear of the unlimited beauty of Krishna, the unlimited knowledge of Krishna, unlimited strength of Krishna, the unlimited renunciation of Krishna, the unlimited wealth of Krishna. But what about the unlimited anger of the Supreme Lord? Very careful. The Sringadeva, in that incarnation, out of affection for his devotee Prahlad, he manifested that intense anger towards Hiranyakashipu. With a loud voice, he was raying, all the demigods were shaking. Who will pacify the Lord in such a condition? His lips and his mane were sprinkled with the blood of Hiranyakashipu. The intestine was around his neck. He was roaring out of anger. That time, who will approach him? So the demigods approached Lakshmi, since she always rests on the waist of the Lord, Lakshmi Nrsimha. You may go, ladies first. Lakshmi appeared. Lakshmi was very much afraid of the roaring of the Lord. Therefore, finally Brahma came and asked Prahlad, the Lord has descended out of affection for you. You please go and pacify him. So Prahlad Maharaj is a Gyani Bhakta. He is not a Gyani. Gyani means like a Dvaitavadi, impersonalists, Buddhists, and other such low-class persons. But a Gyani Bhakta is not like that. The Gyani Bhakta Prahlad Maharaj knows that the Supreme Lord has an eternal form, and Prahlad Maharaj is devoted to that form. Therefore, without any fear, he jumped on the lap of Nrisimhadev. Nrisimhadev, out of affection, with tears in his eyes, he began licking the head of Prahlad Maharaj like a mother to a cub. Srila Gaura Maharaj said one really wonderful thing. When Nrisimhadev was licking Prahlad Maharaj, who felt more happiness? Prahlad Maharaj or Nrisimhadev? Prahlad Maharaj felt more happiness. It's like when the father balances the son. The father's a little bit laughing, but the son is really enjoying. Nrisimhadev, when he saw the happiness of Prahlad, Nrisimhadev thought, oh, such happiness he's experiencing from the affection from a mother and father. But I have no mother and father, because Bhagavan Nrisimhadev came from a stone pole. How much affection the stone pole will give to me? Then he thought, if I come in any other incarnation, I will come as a son and experience the happiness of having a mother and father. Therefore, he appeared after as Bhagavan Ramchandra, Bhagavan Krishnachandra, and Satyananda and Gaura Hari. Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagavan was so happy, take a benediction, Prahlad, what would you like? And Prahlad Maharaj said, I am not a businessman. I am not doing your seva for some commiseration, some repayment. Therefore, I think that I might have some material desire in my heart. You saw that. Therefore, give me one benediction, I may have no material desire. Bhagavan Nrisimhadev said, you have no material desire, Prahlad. For my happiness, take one more material desire. I throw one more benediction. So I'm speaking for myself, eh? Please take one more benediction. So Prahlad Maharaj said, my father must have caused great pain to you. I please hope that you may deliver him, forgive him his offenses. Then Nrisimhadev said, oh, the father, someone who is related to you, Prahlad, can he ever achieve a bad destination? There were 21 generations of Prahlad Maharaj's family were delivered. Vrodochan, Bali Maharaj, all were delivered only because of one reason, their relationship with a devotee like Prahlad. Then finally Nrisimhadev said, one more benediction, take a benediction. Prahlad said, I am not interested in my own liberation. I am only concerned with the fools and rascals who have forgotten you. Therefore, give me the benediction that I will take the sins of all living entities in the universe, and I will go to hell, and they will all go back to Godhead, all go back to you. And Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj said, Jesus, good Lord Jesus, he only offered to take the sins of his followers. But a Prahlad Maharaj, a Vaishnava like Prahlad Maharaj is so generous, he agreed to take the sins of everyone, whether they followed him or not. Therefore, Nrisimhadev said, I cannot do that. How? You can go to hell. But instead, I give the benediction, anyone who hears this pastimes of mine with you, that person will come to me. So the instructions of Prahlad are very much important, very short way we're given. But really, two or three chapters of the Bhagavatam is the wonderful prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, full of Siddhanta, full of affection for the Lord. Sri Swati Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to read 108 times the character of Prahlad Maharaj. One thing I'd like to say, many people criticize Gurudev for speaking very high pastimes of Radha Krishna, but I never heard them. Guru Maharaj never speaks what Radha Krishna are doing alone. 10 years I've been Gurudev, but one time I've heard. This is very much a false allegation. Otherwise, where's the question of Guru Maharaj speaking subjects that are not in the Bhagavatam? Anyway, Guru Maharaj, anyway Gurudev goes, he gives these things, the teachings of Prahlad, he gives the basis, the teachings of Ambarish Maharaj, the teachings of all the things in the Bhagavatam. The Guru Maharaj speaks the teachings of the 10th canto to fix our goal. But then how to reach that goal will have to come to the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj.
Srila Chakravarti Thakur has told, Aradhyo Bhagavan Braje Satanaya Taddham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachut Upasana Bajubadhubarage Naja Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Praman Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahansi Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Mataidam Katradu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling one-pointed. Nandanandan, that is Brajesh Krishna, who took birth in the womb of Mother Yashoda. He is the highest worshipable. Not only Krishna who went to Dwarka. No. Only that Krishna. Oh, the son of Brajendra, but he is also most beloved of Srimati Radhika. That should be there. So Brajendra Nandan is our worshipable. But he lives always in Vrindavan. He never goes out of Vrindavan. Not a single step from Vrindavan. So Vrindavan, what is that? Manifestation of Krishna, that is Baldev Prabhu. So sweet pastimes can only be in Vrindavan, not any other place. Srimad Bhagavati is Pramanam. Pure evidence in all things, more than Vedas, Upanishad or anything. And Srimad Bhagavat is telling what? The Upasana, the Aradhana of Gopis are supreme. They can control Krishna. And among them, Chandravali and Srimati Radhika. And among them, Srimati Radhika. What is most highest benediction? To be maid servant of Radhika. Like Roop Manjari, in the guidance of Roop Manjari. This is the highest what? Aim and object or bhajan. You should know. There is nothing more than this. So, your life, your goal is to be the maid servant of Radhika in the guidance of Srila Roop Raghuna or Roop Manjari Rati Manjari. But begin from where? Upadeshamritam. Bhak beg, krodh beg, jihua beg, udhar beg, upast beg. Also you should remind, Guru gashte goshtha laisu, sujane bhusurgane, swamantreshi namni brijadvadanda sarane, sada dambham hitva kuru ratima purvam atitaram aye bhanta. Oh my mind, be in Vrindavan and Goshthe, where Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya, Sridham, all gopis lives there. This is Goshtha. Remember always. Goshtha Laishu. Those who live in Goshtha. Sridham, Madhumangal, Subal, Gopis, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Dev. Also, Roop and Sanatan, Raghunath Das Goswami, they used to live in Vrindavan. Roop Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami also used to be in Vrindavan. Radha Kunda. Who are they? They are Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari. So, we should be in their guidance there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, this is the aim and object. So, we should begin it from there. Upadeshamritam, that we have
explained
here. And Gurav Goste Goshtaleshu Sujane, all the Brahmans of Vraja, though they worship to Krishna. And also all the Vaishnavas
from other sampradayas.
Of other sampradaya, that Ramanuj, Nimbarka, Nimbadita and others, you should also have so much other
honor
for them. And especially what Guru Dev has given you, Mahamantra Hare Krishna, daily. And mantra, Brahma Gayatri to Mahamantra, all 8-9 months. Positively you should do without fail 3 times. If you want Krishna Prem, don't fail. And only one round, two round will not do. Try to do 1 lakh, and if you cannot do, then begin from
any number.
Any number, but
gradually up to
32, 48, and gradually going on. With love and affection, being one-pointed. Remove all your worldly desires, sense gratifications. Make your heart empty that Krishna should be there. Remember this. Keep it in your pockets and return back to your homes. Gaur Pramanande. Damn.
Hare Krishna. Sri Gurudev is telling that we should return to our homes. Yes, but this is very difficult.
And go to Bajar.
They come all to Bajar. Yeah, tomorrow. Today the devotees who received initiation, we will now announce your name and request you to stand up. Sri Gurudev will give your new name. Receiving today Harinam and Diksha, Corbin von Straiken.
Chaitanya Chandra. Chaitanya Chandra.
Oh, your name is very good. Chaitanya Chandra. Very good.
Receiving Diksha today from the Bajar Gurukul, Haridas Prabhu.
Oh, Haridas Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Harinam and Diksha today, these are very wonderful devotees hosting Sri Gurudev. One of them is their daughter, Malini. Please stand up, Malini Dasi.
Malini Devi ki jai.
And they have one more daughter, Lalita. Dasi, please stand up.
What name?
Lalita Priya.
Lalita Priya. Lalita Priya Devi ki jai.
Then Marichi Kanaya, the
Marcy.
Mother of the
Marcy.
Madhavi.
Madhavi Devi ki jai.
am Gaur Taneja Prabhu, receiving Harinama Diksha.
Gaur Sundar. Gaur Sundar Prabhu Ki Jai.
And receiving Harinam Kamala Rendon.
Who?
Chandrakala.
She's not here.
Chandrakala.
Or Chandrakala Devi Ki Jai.
Receiving Harinam Yasmin Luna.
Jayanti. Jayanti Devi Ki Jai.
Receiving Diksha and Harina Charu Chandrika.
Oh, Dasi. Charu Chandrika Devi Ki Jai.
Coming from Canada. From Portland, USA, Dara Daniels, receiving Harina.
Dhanishtha. Dhanishtha. Oh, Dhanishtha Devi Ki Jai. Dhanishtha. Very good name.
Receiving Diksha Kundalata Dasi.
Kundalata. Kundalata Devi Ki Jai.
From Las Vegas, receiving Diksha Sita Devi Dasi.
Sita Devi Ki Jai.
Receiving Harina. From California, Los Angeles, Kirk Erickson.
Krishna Nanda.
Huh?
Krishna Nanda.
Krishna Nanda. Krishna Nanda.
What is his name?
Krishna Nanda bolche?
Krishna Nanda.
Krishna Nanda. Oh, Krishna Nanda.
Receiving Harinam from Ramana, California, Lance Rasmussen.
Labanga Shakha.
From Huntington Beach, California, receiving Harinam. Yuko or Yuko Tanaka.
Yamuna. Yamuna Devi.
Oh, Yamuna Devi Ki Jai.
Receiving Diksha from Sydney, Australia, Dayanidhi Das Prabhu.
Oh, Dayanidhi Das Prabhu Ki Jai.
Harinama Diksha from Radha Govinda, Gaudiya Math, Rose Avenue, Kali Joy.
What? Pamla Devi Ki Jai.
Proceeding Harinama Diksha, Alberto De Niniero.
Amal Krishna.
Amal Krishna Prabhu Ki Jai.
Receiving Harinam, and I don't know, but it was written in Diksha also, Lakshman Eduardo.
Lakshman Prabhu Ki Jai.
Receiving Diksha, Brishbhanu Das Prabhu.
Oh, Brishbhanu Das Prabhu Ki.
And receiving Harinam Vasant Rawal.
What?
Basant.
Bhaktaranjan.
Basant.
Basant Prabhu Ki.
Come
usually Guru Dev asks to thank everybody who helped. So it's not possible for me to thank everybody who helped. But these people on the list, I especially want to help because they work very, very hard. Some without sleep,